everybody, and welcome to part 10 and the final part of the series that we'll call it complete. And what we're going to do is add a little footer bar like I have on develop.php. A lot of people ask me how I added my footer bar here or my header bar. You can see how they stay stuck in place. And you can put any elements that you want inside of them. I'm going to show you how to do that, but we're going to do it on Web Intersect and do it up live, and I'll FTP the files after I adjust them to show you what it comes out like. So the first thing we want to do is take a screenshot of this. Press print screen on your keyboard, and you go into your graphics program. And all you got to do is press Control V or paste. You can go to edit, paste, and it'll put that image that you had in print screen. And what I'm going to do is use that to design my bottom bar. And I'm going to want my bottom bar to be about 32 pixels high. So I'm going to go through here. I'm going to draw a bar that's 32 pixels high that goes across the whole way. And it doesn't have to be very long. I just want to get the design out. And actually, that little rectangle I drew there is just about what I want, I think. I might add a little checkerboard to it to make it match that design. So if I go to Hatch, I think I have Hatch 5. Yeah. Something like that. Not too much, real subtle. Let's bring this down a bit. Bring this up a bit. There we go. So that'll be my bottom bar. This is where I'm going to put links to the terms of use, disclaimers, and all that stuff for the site. So now you can just delete this big image, Control X, fit your canvas around that bar, and then go to canvas size and make it, instead of 855 wide or however wide you made that bar, just make it about, I don't know, 24, or any size where you think those graphics will help it match up to one another. You can even go to, let's just make it say 12 or 10. So mine will be 10 pixels wide. So let's save this file. File, export wizard, continue, continue, exit, go to JPEG, looks good to me, and I'm going to export it. And then you go to root, style, and save this as btm bar dot, it'll be a dot JPEG. So you save it into that folder. Now let's go into Dreamweaver and watch how easy this is to do. I'm going to go in, not into the index file, but into that include footer I have. And at the very bottom, I'm going to put in a new div tag. Div space, and I'm going to put in class, or you can make an ID for it, whatever you want. Equal. I'm going to make the class equal to BTM bar. Then I'm going to go down one, put a space, go down one more line, and close off that div tag. So there's a nice little div tag we just put in that's going to have a class styling definitions for BTM bar. Alright, now, Control S, save that. Go into the main.css file that we have for the site. Go down to the very bottom and put in this code. I have a little comment here, it says bottom bar style, and here it ends right there. So what you want to do is just set up a class definition set for the bottom bar styling, and we have a width of 100%, so that means no matter how big the browser is, it'll span 100% and go all the way across the bottom like you want it to. Position is fixed, the bottom zero pixels. If I said bottom 10 pixels, it would rise up off of the bottom a little bit, 10 pixels. And then the background image is set to an image in the style folder called btm bar strip.jpg, which mine was just btm bar.jpg. So there, btm bar.jpg, right, 0 pixels. So it'll be smack dab in the edge of the site all the way across. Save that. Now let's put these puppies up. I'm going to FTP them. Check it out. Actually, before I FTP them up, and replace what's online, I'm going to put a couple of break tags right here, just to make sure that the elements that are in my footer are not going to be covered up completely by my floating div there. So let's save that. Now let's FTP. Include footer. Go into the style folder. Put up the new main.css. And while we're in the style folder, let's make sure we put up that new image or nothing will show up. btmbar.jpg. Now let's go back to the site. We're on the home page. Let's refresh. There we go. A nice gleamy white custom design with my hatches in it, you see? Kind of matches the hatches that I have here in the site borders. So there you go, and you can put whatever you want down in that footer bar. And it's kind of just like the same thing I have at DevelopPHP. But at DevelopPHP, I'm using a transparent.png file, a PNG graphics with no background, transparent, that I made in Fireworks as well. So that's how you do that, and that pretty much shows you how to, and you see why I added those break tags? That way all these links and everything come up above that bar when people scroll all the way down. But now here in this section I can put my logo, and then my terms of use, privacy policy, disclaimers, and all.